The topic is employment.
I used to dream of having a job. Sometimes I'd go down to the bottle bank and stick my arms in through the holes and pretend to be working at a nuclear processing facility. I lost my job as a prison officer for organising a lock-in. I only had one job as an architect, but apparently a revolving mosque makes it difficult to pray towards Mecca. My first day working on a building site, I felt sure someone would ask me to go and get something that didn't actually exist, you know, like striped paint or something. Sure enough, someone asked me to go and get an air ambulance.
Well, I played them at their own game.
Took my time and said, oh, no, I just couldn't seem to find one. You should have seen his face. It was blue. Years ago, of course, I used to supply filofaxes for the mafia. Yeah, I was involved in very organised crime.
And the topic is communication. Where are you going?
Is it just me, or the instructions to electrical goods these days far too complicated? I mean, I just don't know that many languages. Words are powerful things. Sometimes a single letter H can attract helicopters. That's a bit big one. Hours I spent watching that hot tap. Similes, what are they like? Of course, years ago in Wales, the letter T went on strike and they had the Great T Strike of 1922, or as they had to call it, the Great E-Rike of 1922. Everyone had to get to work by ram. In the end, the strike was broken and the T's had to get together with random groups of consonants, and that is how the Welsh language was formed. Nuisance phone calls. Oh, they put the bills up. I can't even count to 10 in French, and trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept. Sorry, I've got a wheat allergy.
Well done. And somebody says music.
We don't know much about Galileo. He was a poor boy from a poor family. I live in a grade 2 listed building, which of course means that everyone in it has to be quite good at the piano. Apparently all Chinese children who are learning to play the piano know a tune called Knife and Fork. I'd like to take the band ABBA out for lunch, and if I could, I would, my friend. Fernando's. When I was at school and it rained, we used to have to stay in for wet play. And when it was cold, we used to have to stay in and listen to this really dull band. AD 79. Julius Caesar receives the first ever weather forecast. Hail Caesar.
And it's jobs. Milton.
Have you noticed that if you Google the phrase lost medieval servant boy, it says this page cannot be found? Some of you are going to be doing that tomorrow. I think if I was opening a Pizza Express, I'd open it next to a Vision Express, so we got some of their customers by mistake. I think if I had unlimited money, I'd hire two private investigators and get them to follow each other. Do you ever get that thing where you think someone's probably definitely wearing a wig and you think there's a... I'm sorry, Your Honour. I'm a bit of a lazy writer, according to my children, QWERTY and F12. Being a PE teacher, that's easy, isn't it?
Shiny. I teach running. Run. I teach swimming. Swim. And a tiny, tiny little bit of geography. Jog.
Thank you, Matt.
The topic is shopping.
Tricky, isn't it, when you go to buy a toaster and at the end the shop assistant says, well, what about insurance? And you don't want to, but you end up taking a hostage. Recently, I bought the autobiography of Francesco Cello, the man who invented sellotape, but I couldn't find the beginning. So, lads, if you want to confuse a girl, best thing to do is buy her a pair of chocolate shoes. So I took my cases and my clothes to Tesco because they say they help you pack your bags. Instead, everyone was just running around going, do you want some fruit and veg? Do you want some fruit and veg? Do you want some fruit? Turns out it was one of those hypermarkets. What else can I tell you about myself? I own a small zoo and a pirate ship, although not at the same time. I didn't buy that much Lego. I mean, we think of pirates as being all smiley. It turns out they're actually all Somali.
And the topic is transport.
When I was at school, my bike was smashed up. It was my own fault, really. I just handed out leaflets saying, bullying, let's break the cycle. We've been over this again and again and again, said my driving instructor, pointing to the badger. Apparently, there is actually a road in the north of England called Quality Street. And there's only one person living in it, and he's both Turkish and delightful. Tricky, isn't it, if you're both a moth and a sea captain? In charge of a ship. But up ahead, you see a lighthouse. You know you shouldn't. Toilets in trains are rubbish, aren't they? Especially the one right at the front, and the bloke in there gets so cross.
And the topic is communication. Where you go?
Recently, I've joined up the group Eavesdroppers Anonymous. Not that they know. I wouldn't like to burgle my house. Oh, no. Well, it would be pointless, wouldn't it? Stealing things I already own. Missiles! Missiles! They don't even sound accurate. If your name is Andre, don't end your texts with a kiss. As early as 1724, Sir Tim Montague had the idea for the post-it note, but he'd nothing to write it down on. So if you're at a party and you spill some red wine on a white carpet, best thing to do is to get some ordinary table salt, throw it in the face of the host, and make a run for it. Annoying, isn't it? When you go shopping, you buy something, you get it home, and then you see the sticker, buy one, get one free. And you think, I could have got another shoe.
And the topic is relatives.
My grandfather, he would never, ever throw anything away, but he died in the war holding on to a hand grenade. My other grandfather, he's got a metal plaque on his forehead dedicated to a park bench that died. My other grandfather... he did a walk across Great Britain for everyone without a sense of direction. He went from Land's End straight into the sea. My sister, she was told to stop eating wheat, but she ignored that advice and was run over by the combine harvester. My other sister and her friends, I took them round a poultry farm recently, not the hen night she was expecting. Tricky, isn't it, if you've got to text someone that one of their relatives has died and your name is LOL. May he rest in peace.
LOL.
My other grandfather... he's doing a walk across Great Britain for all those who have got a sense of direction. Well, he was until the calf injury. Not old enough to take his weight, according to the RSPCA.
Thank you very much. The topic is safety. Where you go.
Just like to say to the old man who was wearing camouflage and using crutches, who stole my wallet earlier, you can hide, but you can't run. Of course, these days, a lot of people are putting poison on the menu of restaurants in the hope that French people think it's fish. My dad's answer to everything was alcohol. He didn't drink, he was just very bad at quizzes. I only have access to my son on Saturdays. Well, he fell under the floorboards of a synagogue. And I would like to see a world without plagiarism. You may say I'm a dreamer. But I'm not the only one. You see, my friends, if I had a crystal ball, I'd sit down very carefully. They say that putting mud on your face is good for your skin, but I saw a sign the other day that said sewage treatment works. Yeah. Trust me, it doesn't.
There you are, you're gone. And the topic is school.
So I went up to a fruit stall the other day, and behind it was my old maths teacher. He didn't recognise me, so can I help? I said, yeah. If apples are 75 pence... Do you know, he just looked at me and went... I thought, oh, no, it was P.E., wasn't it? Music teachers, they were rubbish. They could only count to four and then they'd try and distract you with some music. Our woodwork teacher would always say, my door is always open. We'd say, still not fixed it. I went back to my old school the other day. It was weird being back there. The smell of varnish, the echo of the science room. Memory of the fire engines. Anyway, I was shown into the Phoenix Hall, which wasn't there in my day. My old math teacher said to me, Jones, how did you do it? I said, I used that old formula, me times I can. He said, is that why you're dressed as a Mexican? That's all me.
Thank you very much.
Apparently, the cabinet now is more Eurosceptic, but imagine thinking that Europe doesn't actually exist. I mean, I had a near Europe experience once when I was on holiday in Kent. I found myself walking along a tunnel towards the light. In the end, someone said, bonjour. So unfair, I thought I led a good life.
You're never quite sure which week Milton is actually mocking, are you?
Is it just me, or does Ed Sheeran sound like a rural hairdresser's?
Always bringing it back to the music, Milton. Your answer is 49 years. What is the question?
Is it... What's the world record for staying under a desk that I'm going to break now?
I think he means it.
Yeah, he does.
He all I want now is for Hugh's face to just go, ooh.
Chilling insight to your facial expressions, by the way.
In all seriousness, could you come back out again? Would that be,
Then I won't get the record, Dara.
You won't get the record. So, okay.
I'll look ridiculous.
There isn't enough paper, Milton. You will struggle.
For continuity, we really need you to come back out again.
We just need a Milton whisperer.
You said if I wore green, we'd celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And everyone would dress the same.
Milton, get out from under the goddamn desk.
This is 10 minutes of the Christmas special.
Dara wears gold shoes, everyone.
Is the answer how long are we going to be?
Oh, my Lord.
Don't get confused, though. I rolled up a newspaper to hit a black widow with. Next thing I knew, I wasn't allowed near Winnie Mandela.
I'm not giving you the points for that.
Russian culture, though, is very catchy. But hey, 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 hey.
Okay. No one comes out of that well. Things you didn't hear during the election.
I am the returning officer, and it's great to be back. I am the returning officer. And for one last time, it's me, the returning officer.
Sorry, has anyone seen the returning officer?
Any messages?
Unlikely things for a vet to say.
Welcome to the bakery.
Oh, Things You Never Hear at Christmas.
Wow, ABBA's greatest hits. Oh, no. It's a video of assassinations by PLO leader Mahmoud Abbas. My other grandfather.
The answer is 3 million. What is the question?
Is it how many grandfathers have I actually got?